Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, is she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And if I get gigantic bucks, I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking. Looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. It's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax. They turned up to the max. It's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax. They turned up to the max. Goddamn.
This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are now tuned in live with All Talk No Filter right here on the Hood and Only Dollhouse Radio, baby. Get at us at, get at me at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. Yeah, we do follow back. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. I had a brain fart, y'all, but fuck it, it's Sunday, it happens. Anyway, get at us 646-595-4038. We got a great show lined up for y'all. You got anything to say, hit the one. Let me get the other two-thirds of this dynasty on the line real quick. My girl Niecy, my dude, that dude, Rap Star, what's the deal?
What's poppin', everybody? What's good? Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. Feliz Domingo. Feliz Domingo. Todo.
Y'all know he bought hot, bought legal. Yeah, y'all didn't know. Now you know.
Nacy,
what you doing?
What's going on? Shit, trying to pull it together. What's going on in the lands? What everybody doing on this Sunday evening? Hell, I'm ready to go to sleep already.
Really?
I had to stay up for the show.
And you got to stay up because your roast going to be cooking for another 7 hours.
Okay, how stupid could I have been today? The roast in there, put it on fucking warm. Then left, went somewhere, came back. I'm like, this shit ain't done yet. Why it look like this? I stick a fork in it. It ain't even going through it. I say, what the fuck? I look at the crock pot, the shit on warm. I just turned it up on high. I'm mad than a bitch. Oh, well, we know what we
like,
be eating tomorrow.
Like the episode where Gina cooked that motherfucking turkey, they went to cutting it. It was a bloody, bloody mess.
And I cooks. I think that was just me being tired. I'm tired. I slept an hour. The fuck? You know, I was up all night. Shit. Fat ass is tired now. I'm going to get my sleep tonight, though. Bet that. So what's up?
Hey, you know what it is, man? We finna get off into this. We gonna go ahead and rock these Dollhouse announcements real quick. and let Royalty tell us what to do here at Dollhouse Radio. You know, she keep us posted. So she tell us, we convey that to you. Let's get it real quick. Dollhouse announcements. Let's go, Dollhouse.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @DollhouseRadio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Boy, I wish I could drop it like it was hot, y'all. Can't even do it. It's all good, though. I'm still cute. But where you do that at, man?
Man, I got two big stories. I'm gonna hit y'all with the light one, the less of the two. But there's something going on. There's a new trend. I don't even know if it's a new trend, but it started with one person, and I hope that it doesn't spread and people start doing this. But there was a 17-year-old girl who she was attending the prom, and you know how every year everybody want to outdo everybody else at the prom. You know, a lot of egos, a lot of pressure, you know, trying, you know, see who I can look better than. Well, this young girl, she decided to take it a step further, and this woman actually arrived at her prom in a hearse with pallbearers carrying her casket. And the little girl popped out the casket and stepped on out in his dress and was like, yeah, here I am. Where they do that at?
She was trying to let you know she was killing it, bro.
I was shocked to see something like that.
It was crazy how it happened. But the funny thing to me was I heard all the voices in the background. All of them sound like they was like black voices egging this on. It was funny. I was like, okay.
Oh, you
want
to know?
Funny. It was I was like, yeah.
Everything is so fucking different now. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't how, I ain't going to tell y'all when back, and I'm going to just say back in the day. I ain't going to tell y'all when because I ain't going to give myself away like that. But back in the day, it was different. You know what I'm saying? Now it's more of a fashion show. Before, it was just you go, you know what I'm saying? You go have a good time. You know what I'm saying? If you was nasty, you get some cookies. You leave early. You know what I'm saying? Get you some cookies and go on about your business. You know what I'm saying? Then it went from that to the hotel parties and prom and all that. And now it's a fashion show. I've heard of people spending thousands of dollars. This is a motherfucking prom, a junior or senior motherfucking prom. Now, it's different. Like, it ain't like it's a fucking wedding dress, but some people just go too, it just went too far. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck rents a, maybe, I don't know, maybe her Uncle Don Don, you know, maybe he work in a funeral home, but who the fuck rents a casket to take it for prom?
Nah,
you know
actually,
what I'm saying? I saw that
actually,
shit.
Actually, you're dead fucking right on it, because her inspiration is actually she would like to be a funeral. She'd like to be a funeral director. That is her inspiration. She wants to be a funeral director. Her younger brother did the same thing. He wants to be a nurse. Like, he's studying to be a nurse or something like that. But he actually did the same thing as she did, but she actually had a catfish. He only just arrived in hers, but she actually had a catfish.
Nigga, show up there for scrubs. What? So you want to be a doctor, but you going to come to that motherfucking hearse. I know I won't be seeing his motherfucking ass. Shit. Shit. Real shit. I'm just saying. I'm not judging. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't know. I guess everything is open to your own interpretation. You know, you want to let the kids do them and be them and, you know, their own creativity, but it's in poor taste, my opinion. It's in poor taste. I wouldn't have fucking did it. I desecrated. I don't even want to remember my prom because it was a mess. It was a mess. I was a different person back then, and I don't want to go back. You can't make me go back. I'm not going back. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I ain't feeling it. Y'all get that shit together, man. It's other shit you could spend your money on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter, for her prom, you know, I did the dress situation. We didn't, you know, go all crazy and stuff, but I did have her dress made. And I got her, you know, the room, you know. But it wasn't like, you know, for that type of shit. They had a party. They had a little get-together in the room. You know, there was a bunch of them.
I burn my pictures from my prom. I burn my pictures. I mean, I don't never want anybody. I'm so glad social media camera phones wasn't hit back then like that, because I don't want nobody getting hold of them fucking pictures. That's done. I'm fine.
Did you have a dress on?
You said what?
Did you wear a dress? I got to see.
Girl, fuck you. Don't ask me no questions.
Let me find out.
I don't like her, dog. I don't like her, man.
You had them big pretty legs out. Huh? Oh, that's real wardrobe.
You breaking up. I can't hear you no more. You going out on But anyway, that's said and done, and it's over. It's over. You see, it's over.
When I come, it's I'm cool. Coming to look for them pictures.
No, you said not. You will not. They are burned. Nobody will ever get them. Ever.
I bet somebody in the family got a picture.
Hey, look though. Check this out. How about? And this is the crazy part. I was tripping. I was messing with the blood. And I'm light skinned. I'm a light bright. I'm hella light. I get teased about it all the fucking time. This nigga was dark as fresh pavement. You hear me? We look like midnight and sunrise. Blue black.
Oh,
exactly.
Shit.
We look like midnight and sunrise. Oh, I'm just saying. So ain't nobody getting no motherfucking pictures. And we came in a regular fucking car. I had on regular attire, and he had on a suit. Just like that.
You have a regular.
Wow.
You ain't wearing no suit.
That's gangster, though. That's gangster.
You
why
said
you
what?
It up? You ain't wearing no dress?
Yeah, I did. What ain't what you saying? You only trying to find me out. Yeah. Shit.
You didn't wear that dress.
Man,
I saw
shut
you.
Up.
I was there. I saw you. You had that red dress, though.
You're lying. You're lying.
No.
You a liar. Shut up.
Listen, your ass had to pause for a minute.
You was lying. No.
You had to pause.
I'm not finna play with her, man. I'm not finna play with her. Girl, be out, nickel.
Listen, you had that red dress on with the white shoes. He had on a white suit with the red tie. With y'all. With his blue black ass.
Blue black, baby. And the nigga had the booty chin. You heard me? That little dent. That little kid that be right in the middle of your chin, he had a booty chin.
I mean, he was a nice looking gentleman,
but he had that little divot right there, in the, you know, right in the middle. We called him booty chins. I don't know what y'all call it.
You so mean.
That was my little thing back then. He looked like a Mary. But on the serious note, the last thing I got for y'all is about what happened over in Philadelphia over at the Starbucks. It's the talk of everything that's going on right now as far as racism goes or anything that's big out. I recently actually seen the video of the CEO of Starbucks, and he was reaching out. You know, of course he had to come out with an apology, but it's how it went down. Where did it do that at to where you can't even be at a restaurant? And all of a sudden, you have to be apprehended by police.
Shit is crazy.
If you don't know the story, it's the story about two black men in Philadelphia. It happened within, I want to say like 2 weeks ago. There was two black men who were actually on a business meeting. The business meeting's location was at the Starbucks. Now, they were sitting in the Starbucks like regular people. They didn't order anything. But there was an employee of the establishment who came and asked them if they could, you know, please order. I guess that was, you know, the policy of the stores. If you have to buy something to stay in the store. And they didn't. So from there, police was called. Just like that.
Yeah, but I understand there was no, that they were, I'm sorry, I understand they weren't even there, not long at all. From what they said, I listened to and watched on TV when they were being interviewed, and one of them specifically said they walked in as soon as they sat down. They started, you know what I'm saying, started shit with them, you know, trying to get them out, so they had to leave. That's a straight up, just because they come in, you ain't allowed to sit down and you know, that shit's crazy.
It didn't make sense to me, because there's a lot of establishments that, you know, I've been in that's like that, that you can go to a place and not, you know, order. You can be at a place all day. Like, there's people who go to Starbucks just to, you know, catch up with people, or go to some place not only to receive the refreshments that the establishment is given, but it's just a meeting place. And I think, like you said, Niecy, their interviews, they was fucking with them ever since they got in the door. And I've been seeing a lot of comments through social media about this, about people, you know, they might boycott Starbucks. The CEO
It says here that they will be shutting them down regionally, and they will be giving ethnic sensitivity training to their employees. Is that going to help?
How to talk to a black person. So they're going to teach them how
That's exactly what it is. How to talk to a black person. That's exactly what it is.
That's crazy. That shouldn't even, it's just common sense in being human. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Just do unto those that you, you know, do unto others as you want done to you. You know, so I guess they
like
want
you,
somebody to treat
like
them
you
got to
have
shit.
A class. Like, you got to have a class to talk to people, right? Or you got to go to a class so you can, you know, treat people better. Like, These are just basic human, you know, human thought patterns. That's not.
This is my ethnic sensitivity training. I'ma come in that motherfucker. I'ma be like, this is my money. If you want to make your money, i.e., payroll, and stay on it, anybody that walks in here, you're going to address them, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, sir, or the name. But don't they write their names on the cup? And see, Starbucks has been letting their employees get away with this shit for a little minute, because I, every time I look up, somebody is complaining about, they had wrote something snarky about a gentleman on a cup, and then you still handing the cup to the people. So, and it's on the receipt, and they typed it in the system, and it was kind of a racial thing, and they put it in the system. But when you print out the receipt, whatever they put in the system prints out on the receipt. So I remember that. They've been battling this little issue for a little minute, man. So, Buck, step your game up. Step your game up. Get your people together. Tell them this is business. I don't care what a motherfucker look like when they walk in it. Everything, all I see is green, baby. All I see is dollar signs. We don't see no other color but green. So if you want to see your green and you don't want your hours cut and your ass don't want to get fired, I'm going to need you to handle your business and act right. And if you can't do that, then you don't need to be here.
Right.
Flat out. So, hey, look, that's crazy shit. They need to get that shit together, man. But we got to go on and hop into this motherfucker smoke break real quick. If you got them, light them up. It's 420 somewhere, baby. Let's get it. Neela J.
Yeah.
Don't play with it. Don't be this silence. Ay. Still not understanding this logic. Ay. I'm back and I'm better. I want you bad as ever. Don't let me just let up. I wanna give you better. Baby, it's whatever. Somebody gotta step up. Somebody saw him next up. Be damn if I let him catch up. It's easy to see that you're fed up. I am on a whole nother level. Girl, he only fought you over cause you let him. Fuck him, girl, I guess he didn't know any better. Girl, that man didn't show any effort. Do all I can just to show you you're special. Certain it's your love that holds me together. Lately you say he been killing the vibe. Gotta be sick of this guy. Pull up skirt, get in the right. Left hand is steering, the other is gripping your thigh. Light up a spliff and get high. Shawty, you deserve what you've been missing. Looking at you, I'm thinking he must be tripping. Play this song for him, girl, I'm just listening.
You just kept on playing games, and your love wasn't the same. And I don't know what to say, but
what a shame. Another nigga had to come and save the day. Clock in, Superman, okay. The only one that got me feeling this way. And I think so far, baby, no propane. Yeah, got that good, he be doing his thing. I'ma keep it 100, man, ain't no shame. The way he put it down, he deserve everything. Oh, baby, I swear. Down.
Look, if you just not tuning in, you hear live with All Talk No Filter. That was Neela J. Don't off the Cover Girl mixtape. Hey, real quick, we're gonna jump into the hot seat, but real quick, I want to shout out Kendrick Lamar, man. This dude is on fire, dog. He hot in the hot seat because the dude is hot. Real quick, he has just recently received the Pulitzer Prize for his album Damn. That's a big fucking accomplishment. There's never been any other rapper that has ever won a Pulitzer Prize based on their album of work. So real quick, I'm going to read this to y'all. You know what I'm saying? They had to use the fancy, fancy words. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if I got this. Wait a minute. Hold up. Where did it go? Okay. So they said that he won because it was a big a victorious song collection unified by its vernacular authenticity and rhythmic dynamicism that offers affecting vinaigrette capturing the complexity of modern African-American life. Pretty much the shit was lit. You know what I'm saying? Just to put it in mild terms, the shit was lit. But shout out to Kendrick, man. You killing it. You killing the scene. I'm a fan now. I had to get hit to you, and much love for that. Had to send that shout out. But anyway, on to the hot seat shit. So she stay in the motherfucking hot seat. Wendy Williams, dumbass. She always saying something, man. And that sneak dissing, I don't fuck with motherfuckers, male or female, that do that sneak dissing shit. You know, a motherfucker that'll tell you, hey, you look really nice in that dress. I didn't know they made it in your size. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. So if you don't know, Snoop Dogg came with a gospel album. So he, it's killing the charts. It's number one on the charts. So when she finds this out, she makes a reference to the Clark sisters. In telling him congratulations, she shits on them by saying, I wonder how the gospel people feel, like, you know, the Clark sisters, you know, they never got in a number one album, and here comes Snoop Dogg, and now he has a number one gospel album. You know what I'm saying? So the whole gospel scene clap back. You don't want the gospel scene clapping back on you. That's gasoline draws the hell for coming for the Christian. So you know what I'm saying? Kirk Franklin, you know what I'm saying? Michelle Williams, even the Motown labels even can't clap back. Like, what are you talking about? So of course they had to go in on her and screenshot it that which one last time by the Clark Sisters was a number one album. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta love some of these folks out here, because, you know, their clap back was, hey, we just blessed and highly favored. So do y'all think she was wrong for coming at them like that? Or was they wrong? Because people was kind of like, well, how you gonna go in on them like that? You know what I'm saying? Was she wrong for that? Or was any of the people that clapped back to her, was they wrong for clapping back?
No, they was actually standing up, you know what I'm saying, speaking up. I don't feel they're wrong. She ain't need to mind her business and fall back. Mm-mm. Actually, come on. Not gospel singer, you know what I'm saying? They don't bother nobody. Why would you do that?
Because her ass... She fucking, I don't really understand that one. You know what I'm saying? It's like, my thing is, if you gonna say something nice to me, then fucking say something nice. Don't try to slide, don't tell me something nice and then try to slide in some bullshit behind it. I don't fuck with motherfuckers like that. That's some shady ass shit.
What exactly she tried to do is she actually tried to, what you would say, try to divide and conquer. Because the funny thing is she made that comment trying to maybe get a reaction out of the gospel team to try to side with her against Snoop. But they all stood together. Like, I remember, you know, Snoop, he had like a little video on it talking about him. He was like, you know, he was like, you know, you judging me, this is supposed to be, you know, gospel. They embrace me, like, why is you hating? Everybody else embraces me, why is you hating? But,
right.
You know, it's just, what people just don't understand is that the whole industry, like, even the music industry, is clickish. It's so clickish.
Absolutely, true.
And, it's so clickish, like, you know, Niecy, I understand, I know, being in the other industry, you get, like, certain cliques or certain groups that move that way that don't move another way with somebody, or but they all together, they just don't move in a way that requires them to be kind of sociable with everybody else. You know, I just think that was important.
Everybody thinking they better than the other. Mm-hmm. Everybody on the same level.
Right. Now I'm not one for religion. Everybody knows me, I ain't down for religion. But if y'all all gospel singers like that, that's why, like, it don't make sense when they would have certain, this is just my opinion, with certain with hip hop. And hip hop you have, you know, it's competitive, and then you have Christian hip hop. Well, Christian hip hop is different from actual hip hop, because you only have one sent, you only have one objective. Where in hip hop, you could talk about multiple other things. Where in gospel hip hop, your only objective is one thing. No matter how many different times you try to tell a story, your end story is about God. So, like, that's just the whole thing, you know, with that. I think she's out of her lane for that. She don't really know what she's talking about because, like I said, they embrace Snoop. Why is you hating?
Because
she's
a fucking hater. I can't stomach
too many more motherfucking seasons of that bug-eyed motherfucker. Anyway, on to the next one. Hey, Paula Patton. Okay, so everybody knows that's my brain, Robin Thicke's ex. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows that he was totally destroyed. Well, he destroyed himself. You know what I'm saying? The allegations of cheating and all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. Tyler Perry got allegations of what? Who did you say had allegations? Wait. What did you just say?
I said Paula Patton and Robin Thicke.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't understand.
Okay.
I'm like, what? Yeah. What was that?
Yeah. Hey, look at you. That's Tyler Perry. No, I'm Tyler Perry. No. Okay. But recently, she's been, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know that she got the, after she took a hiatus from him, like 8 months later, she came back and filed for a divorce. Everybody know he broke his neck trying to get her ass back, made a whole album about it, which really didn't do shit, like their relationship, I guess. But anyway, it really didn't do anything. But recently, she has got involved with a gentleman who is he's like a real estate mogul. And this is the question. This is what fucked me up. Dude is still married. And I'm trying to figure out how you was mad at Robin and took him through the trenches about cheating and infidelity, but you messing with a man who's married. He's been married for 20 years. He has kids.
Wow.
They're not legal. There is no talk of separation, no legal separation, no nothing. What kind of hypocrite are you, though, huh? So, you know, everybody went to a comedian with ham on her. You know what I'm saying? So you messing with a man who was still bonded to another woman? Really? Talk to me, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, man? What's good?
She's a dirty bitch. How you gonna complain about what somebody else doing and you go do it too? Come on now. What makes her better?
Something tells me she might have been
crazy.
Messing with. Something tells me that she's been messing with dude longer than we think.
You're just not
going to start messing with some. I mean, I don't know. I'm just assuming. Common sense wise, I don't know per se, but I'm just saying, if you was with a married man, you're not going to just hop into a full setting like this. There got to be some history behind that. She should have.
Yeah.
I think she was messing with him. Like there was something going on in her and Robin's relationship where he might have been, you know, maybe a part of it. You know, that she was messing with, and she probably knew. It's just now that we know. She knew.
Right.
And she wasn't hiding it. She ain't nothing to hide, you know. So, I think there's a little bit more to the story that we're led.
Yeah,
I think
I don't know how much history
that
it could have been, because not for nothing, you did say that the man been married to his wife 20 years. So you mean to tell me, yes, probably she probably been fucking with him for quite some time throughout all the her relationship with Robin, and you know what I'm saying? And of course, his definitely, because 20 years, unless they was in damn grammar school together, 20 years?
Right.
Long time.
I had to whoop her ass. Look, you already know me. I want to
refund
her ass.
I want a refund. All my motherfucking time. I need a motherfucking refund. Come on.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but hey, if she, you know, hopefully, I don't. Like I said, they ripped up. You know, they was ripping a new one on social media. You know what I'm saying? You know, just going in on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can you do that? You know, you after you did. You know, you crucified Robin and this and that. You know what I'm saying? You know what? He never bounced back from that. He has yet to bounce back from that situation.
He loved her.
If you think about it, you
he
haven't
really
heard anything
her
from him Right. He did a whole album that didn't do anything just dedicated to her.
He publicly said, came out and said what he did, and you know what I'm saying? He really tried to get things back together. Sad.
Most apologetic motherfucker that that I ever.
Didn't he come on one of the award shows or something, apologizing or something?
Yep, he did it live. He apologized to her. It was one of the big award shows.
I remember,
And I think he did blurred lines, but you know he had to, after his performance obligation. It was all about her, baby, on and popping. And that's sleazy, man. If she, you know, messing with this dude, and he's still married. You willing to mess with a married dude? And he got kids. He got three kids.
Mm.
Do they have kids? Do Robin have kids? They don't have kids on it.
I never heard of them having any.
Yeah, I don't think they have kids, but she's messing with a married man. He's been married for 20 years and has three children. And you crucified his hit. He obliterated. He never bounced back. And that's fucked up, Mom. If you doing him like that and you messing with this married man, you ain't shit. Real talk. No filter, you dig? Anyway, we gonna bounce back. Man, just get your shit together, Mom. Get like... Just get it right. You know what I'm saying? And you wrong, and that's bullshit. But anyway, it was a big buzz. You know, Netflix is the end thing now. Nobody watches cable anymore, I guess. I mean, I do. A bitch still got a cable bill.
I do.
I don't have Netflix. What? Watch cable or Netflix?
I'd be Netflix and chilling by my damn self.
I got cable and Netflix and chill by my damn self. Netflix and chill. The new dating.
By
but
myself.
Look, okay, recently, they was under fire because, okay, they got the Spy Kids as a Netflix series. So recently, there's a young man, his name is Travis, and he's a white kid that plays a black kid in the Spy Kids thing on Netflix. So everybody went ham about this. Oh my God, how could you do this? There's too many black actors and actresses out here that could have did that, you know, yada, yada, yada. So, you know what I'm saying? It even got, you know, where it messed with they stopped. You know, everybody want to blackball every motherfucking thing now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they, you know, trying to blackball Netflix, you know, blackball, you know, like the blackball Starbucks, you know, every time you piss somebody off or a group or genre of people off, you want to blackball shit. So, but the little gentleman, the little dude, this dude say they started flaming him because he said, I come from an urban background. I've lived in motels. What I'm trying to say is I can relate to the urban community. I'm sorry, I didn't know the hood lived in hotels. What about y'all? Can anybody help me with this?
What? He no. I actually haven't seen this. I haven't seen this. Oh, my God.
But I'm saying,
I mean, my opinion is they should have allowed a black child or whatever to play that, a black person to play that part. I mean, why? Someone who can relate to it. Someone who is, you know, who has been through it. Why would you
At the end of the day, though, when it probably boils down to the dollars, you feel me? It's like at the end of the day, it's all about money. Or even though when it's not about black and white, it's still about black and white. When it's not about the money, and they say it's not about the money, it's still about the motherfucking money. They probably got this little cat. And he probably want a little bit of nothing. If you can fulfill the obligations of the part, does it matter? When I found out that Regina King played the little black boy on Boondocks, I was destroyed. To me, why couldn't they get an actual male to play that little black boy on that cartoon series? You know what I'm saying? So you could slide that into any situation in the industry. At the end of the day, it falls back to the almighty dollar of the situation, because they probably got him for a little bit of nothing. If he could breathe and do what they needed him to do and to give them the delivery that they wanted, I mean, he's just a voice. It's not like he's the white man that said he was Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he's just a voice. He's not like the face of the situation. You feel me? So I just, you know what I'm saying? They kind of obliterated this dude, but little man, young man, little Travis. Stop saying you can relate to urban people because you lived in motels. Dude, the motherfucking, go to the motherfucking hood. A motel is not the hood. A motel is the motherfucking, it's a motel, bro. Don't quit telling people you can relate because you lived in motels, my dude. That is not relating to the hood. I'm going to need you to Google it. You can Google anything. You Google the hood.
Hey, you stupid. You're about Google the hood. How you going? You better go on the other side of the town.
Go for the hood. I'm going to need you to see some abandoned buildings, some crackheads that come up to you in a line. That's the hood. Then you in the hood. Come here. Matter of fact, if you come to St. Louis, you let me know. Look me up. MZ_STL at Twitter. Shoot me a DM. I will take you to the hood, Travis, and show you the real urban. I'm just saying. I got you. If you ever make it to St. Louis, let me know. We out here. But anyway, I had to get that off my chest. That shit was bothering me. But we're going to go ahead and get a real quick break, and we're going to come back and get into them honey dip thoughts, and she going to let us know how she work. You did. Get a break. Lone Star J, they mad. Let's go.
They mad, but these bitches love it, I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, and I love it. A nigga fly, don't need luggage. These niggas say they bomb. These niggas came by a bucket. These hoes never call. All of a sudden, she love it. These niggas wanna see me fall. And she just trying to get luggage, damn. My weed loud and my cup muddy. You can keep hating, but your bitch love me. He the freezer nigga, that's cold blooded. Let me in the game, now they can't sell me. I was working hard when you wasn't hard as me. Who does it? Flow sick, it's disgusting. I'm that nigga, they disgusting. And I love it. These niggas mad, and I love it. And I love it. These bitches bad, and I love it. And I love it. These niggas mad, and I love it. They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad, but these bitches love it, I'm like, fuck it.
If you just tuning in, you right here, All Talk No Filter on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. We about to get into them honey dip thoughts. If you could tell us, you know what I'm saying? What you want, honey dip?
Hey, first let me just say, I don't know if you guys, I think I shared it on my Facebook page. I saw something the other day that really bothered me. I don't know if a lot of other people even acknowledged it, but it was a little girl. And I think she's 12 or 13, I think it's 13. And she's in somewhere in Africa, Tondo or something like that. Anyways, did anybody see it where her mother was prostituting her? The little girl did a lie.
Wow.
She did a lie. And she was, I don't know who she was with, but she was sitting there talking about she went to the police out there and they did nothing.
They have a picture. They got a picture of her and her mother at the corner. The mother is not only selling her, she's selling a couple other little girls also. I mean, it made me want to cry. Just listening.
Wow.
I think I sent it to you, SCL, but
that's
I mean, and I shared it on my page, and it really, like, you know what I mean? It just hurted my heart, you know? And I was like, I shared it a couple times, and I was like, let's, you know, shine some light on this, on her funky-ass mama. You know what I'm saying? She said she didn't want to, she said she don't want to be in the system, more or less, but she doesn't really have any, you know, anywhere to go. She has a sister, I guess an older sister or something, and she could go over there, but her mother is going to come and take her back. She was showing all the bruises, you know, and something about her mother just parties. You know, it was really sad. But anyway, I just had to speak on that because it's just, you know, going across my mind right now. I just can't help but every time I think about, you know, just listening to a little girl talk. It was real sad, real sad. The other thing is I'm doing some of everything. I recently got into a little altercation with somebody. These motherfucking New York City motherfuckers be giving me issues. You know what I'm saying? Someone, yo, shit, Buffalo, my city. That's just the damn state. I'm in New York State, but I'm in little old Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm eight hours from fucking New York City.
Okay.
Anyway, so this man in New York named Drama Editor. I don't give a fuck. You know I say names. ain't nobody gonna whoop my ass. Anyway, so we were cool, you know what I'm saying, at one point until he pulled some old slick shit and he wanted to work with me. And I've been busy because I've been working and everything else, you know, doing me and trying to prepare myself for some of the bigger things and bigger plans that I have going on. So I guess because I hadn't been on social media as much as I normally would have been, because I'd be at work most of the time. You know what I'm saying? So this motherfucker is, like, getting pushy. Like, you know, how could you want someone to work with you when you're trying to force them to, you know what I'm saying, to work with you? I've repeatedly told this motherfucker hell no for the last, like, 3 years. And the motherfucker doing nothing but keep on trying. I'm ready to bust his ass in the fucking head. You know what I mean? But it's crazy how just because I'm not putting it out there what I'm doing. I say it. I recently, actually last night, is when I started dropping some things that I'm doing. I'm doing this new little TV/radio show of my own. We just did a little rehearsal practice, you know, a little thing last night. And obviously it got hella views, but I always get hella views. So, you know what I'm saying? It, you know, I'm sitting in lingerie shaking my ass all the goddamn time, so it is what it is. You know, I'm about to be in a movie, which we start filming this summer. You know, I mean, and right now I'm trying to work on my little makeup line. You know, I'm trying to do some things, you know. I mean, I know I do porn and all of that. I'm going to be there. That's who I am. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. But I also do other things. You know, motherfuckers kill me trying to keep me in a box. Just because I'm not putting it all out there, throwing it out there like that, don't mean I ain't working. I am always working. I am a hustler, a grinder. I'm going to make something out of nothing all the fucking time. Don't never get it twisted. Never. You know, it just, I just see how, because everybody just, you know, they put their shit out there as soon as they get an idea and you put it out there. No, I wait till I can cross my I's and dot my T's until everything is signed on a dotted line. You know, I'm also about to
there
do my BBW, huh?
I said, there you go.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing this BBW party September 22nd. My party, I'm giving it. I'm the one putting it on. You know, looking at clubs, locations, doing it all, coming out of my pocket.
But honey, babe, this is that production that you're doing. It also It's also some hip hop affiliated with it. You had one of the gentlemen on the live. I sat up there and watched it for a nice little minute. And you was looking, Honey Dip. You was up there going in on dude. And I did comment when he was talking about his little situation with the young lady. I said it was for the cookie jar. You know what I'm saying? But you was giving it to him. Nisi do these interviews too. Y'all better get at her.
This my little show is going. It was just the first one, and it wasn't as organized because this is the first time. He's been doing podcasts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's going to be my co-host. He's been doing the podcast, but his stuff is pre-recorded and it's only verbal. Not sitting. He's not had that opportunity to be sitting in front of a camera. And I've been in front of a whole lot of goddamn people cameras. acting, you know what I'm saying? Doing whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? I always been a people person, you know what I mean? I know how to talk and deal with all types of people, you know, all walks of life. But what he was going through, I really felt that everything don't always, and we make everything about what a woman goes through, but sometimes a man goes through things too. You know, and I had to dig into him to get him to open up because he keeps saying, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Fuck her. Yes, you do give a fuck because you could tell from the way that he's talking. But obviously from the interview, even though we were all unorganized and I had to keep stopping and letting people know to share because I want the fans, I want, you know what I'm saying, the people that's watching, I want them to give me input. You know what I'm saying? I want them to play a part in it or give me ideas on what you want me to, type of people you want me to interview. You know what I mean? It's doing it, starting off right in my motherfucking dining room. I'm going to have on lingerie. So if you don't like to see a fat bitch in lingerie, I suggest you not watch it because that's what I'm going to do because I'm at home.
It was good, though. But, you know, men, it's hard to get them to share their feelings. You know, they always feel like they got to put up this strong I am man, I am lion, hear me roar. First off, why y'all be acting like that, man?
But I'm going to do it again. I'm gonna interview him again, you know what I'm saying, because it did get him after, which people probably wouldn't know, but after we got off, he got a call from his kids from Atlanta. He has not spoke to his kids since he left a couple months ago and moved back to Buffalo.
Oh, wow.
His wife has not allowed him to speak nor see them children. So
that's
God worked in mysterious ways. His wife was on his live watching the show last night.
Wow.
So I did get something done. Something good came out of it. And by me digging and keep on asking the questions, and I don't even know her, but at the end of the day, I was digging and going hard like that because tell it all, motherfucker. Tell the part you played too. You know what I'm saying? And that was that y'all both said y'all was going to have an open relationship. I don't agree with her bringing motherfuckers into the bed that y'all share. No, I don't agree with that.
I was in an open relationship for years. I mean, it was mutual, though.
But are you bringing the motherfuckers into the bed?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what we're going to do it for, right? Hell yeah.
Well, I don't think he thought it was going to go on. Yeah, but I don't think he thought that she was really going to start right away. She wouldn't start doing her thing 2 days later. But at the end of the day, they was both cheating. They were both cheating. And I just felt like men need to see that another man goes through it because they always trying to play like they're so goddamn tough. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you could see he was hurt. He was hurt, but now a man gets to feel how we feel sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But I had to play devil's advocate, you know what I'm saying, and dig in him. But I want guys to be able to call in and express their feelings. So I am going to go through it, and we're going to see what the outcome is from all this. You know, he I just don't agree. Like, he moved back home and jumped right into a relationship. When you, I feel that when you come out of a relationship, jumping directly into another one, me, myself, I don't think that's a good thing, because I think people need time to heal, you know. It's so much more to his story, especially pertaining to the children, you know, his kid, he got one child. Now the child came from Buffalo to move down there with them, and now the child is in a system down in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now he's trying to get her back. It's a sad situation. You know, it's just all sad, all this because people want to do the pussy. Motherfuckers want to fuck.
Rap star. Hold up. I want to hear him tell me why. What is it? What is it with the fellas that they're not? But you seem like you a different breed of dude, dog. What is it with the fellas that make them feel like they can't? You know what I'm saying? Show that emotion. Is it just the alpha dog thing? Give us the fellas' perspective on this, real quick.
Of course, that's definitely an alpha male thing. You know, we. It's like we supposed to be the backbone of, you know, the household and everything. And if we show weakness, if the person of the head of the household who feels helpless, then what can he say about the outcome of the thoughts of the people around him? You're only strong as the weakest link. You know, so, you know, of course we have to because we men and we the alpha men, we have to put on that front. You know, that's just how it goes with the territory, you know, about being with Alpha Man. That you have to put up with that shit. It's not going to go away.
Get out of here. Going to be like Puma Cheese, Nisi. Well,
mm-mm.
I hope that, you know what I'm saying? I did. Sure. It was good. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, but
I know,
dude,
it was,
really
I just was, it was
wanna...
a little, we were a little bit unorganized being our first show, you know, but I also kept having to say, motherfucker, share. On my page, to me looking on my phone, I didn't realize I had that many views at the time, because it wouldn't, for some reason, it's not registering when I look at it. But when I went, when we got off and I went to look, I was like, well, goddamn, this hit, one of them hit like 4,000 quick. I couldn't see it, though. For some apparent reason, it's not showing me like it normally does on my Facebook. I don't know if I'm going to have to log out, you know what I'm saying? And
have
you
updated,
you know,
it recently?
Yeah, I do. I have to do it every couple days. My phone be so full. I don't know, but I'm going to do it again and see why I couldn't see, you know, my numbers. You know, but everybody else was like, because we were on, I forgot all about Instagram, but we were on Facebook. We were on Periscope. No, I didn't do Periscope. Did I? Facebook is all I did. And that was it. Oh, YouTube. We did YouTube also. My cousin has everything, his cameras connected to the YouTube. So it's on YouTube under Ms. MZ Honey Dip. Ms. Honey Dip. You know, until we haven't given a name to it just yet. They want it. Now listen. They want to call it. I ain't never heard no ghetto shit in my life. They leave, call me back, call me and say, Miss Dip, we thinking about maybe we should call it Down the Street from the Trap. Are you fucking stupid?
Get the fuck out of here.
That's too ghetto. I mean, I know I'm a ghetto motherfucker sometimes. I can go with the best of them, but come the fuck on. We down the street from the trap. Bitch, we ain't down the street from, we not down the street from the trap. Why would we call it that shit?
That's crazy. Look, y'all, but we about to get up out of here, man. Go ahead and let them know how to reach out and touch you guys, man.
Nisi Honey Dip on everything, anything you find on social media with Neese Honey Dip. It's all about me. I'm everywhere.
Yeah. It's your boy Rap Star. You can check me out on Facebook. Get up my regular camera for it, though. You also got Rapstar412 at Twitter. You got about YouTube, Rapstar412. You know what it is, man. My new video, 16 bars.
All right. Hey, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. If you listen to a live, we appreciate you. And if not, check it out on demand. That link is live. The link is on demand all week if you missed it live. So, you know, that's same bad time, same bad channel. We see y'all next week. We out.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Leaning to the left side, leaning to the right, mud in my two cups, I've been faded all night. I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me, I wouldn't tell you sober. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga. I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. So I stay lit. Leaning to the right side, leaning to the left, sipping on this, oh my God, there ain't nothing left. Somebody pass me an already lit spliff.
Do it.
I'm way too faded to roll one.
Just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits.
Do it.
I need a cut one. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga.
Yeah.
I got family who never see the bigger picture.
Yeah,
I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches.
Oh.
I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know. When I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. So I stay lit. Stay lit. Stay lit.
Turn up,
stay lit.